The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" So if you don't believe and you're living your life expecting something nice to happen when you die, you're in for a nasty shock. You could end up in your coffin. You could end up in a crematorium furnace. You might end up haunting one of your friends or family. If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" So again, if you at some point in time sort of believed the Almighty existed, but you've carried on living your life as though he doesn't, you're also in for a nasty shock when you die. If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. It's really worth it to make a real effort in this life. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." That's the heart of my message, folks. I encourage you to seek a deep relationship with Father Yah, the Almighty Creator. Today's program, Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah, Part 1. Overview of the program. This broadcast discusses the subject of the demographics of the kingdom on earth today. Before we do that, we will first revisit the song, The UK Blessing, and comment on some important considerations. In particular, we will consider that prayers to the Lord are received by the demonic and satanic realm. We will look at the demographics on earth today based on figures given on the 25th of December 2015. We will mention that around 22.5 million are actively serving Satan, that around 6.8 billion outright unbelievers are of no use to either Satan or Yah, that there are around 100 million believing unbelievers who are in for a nasty shock when they die, that there are around 20 million unbelieving believers, that there are around 2 million foolish virgins with no infilling of the Spirit of Yah, and also about 500,000 adulterous wives who worship Jesus, the Bible, etc. Finally, we shall examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, been a strategic management consultant and business executive for the last 30 years. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. Following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Questions from last week's program. Mary asked, what if we think we've made up for a sin? How do we know if we've repented enough? Mary, it's not really about repenting enough. It's about sincerely saying, Father, I recognize that I've sinned. I recognize I was wrong. I repent. I turn around and I ask you to forgive me. It's as simple as that. Prayed sincerely. If you've affected other people, as I said last week, you may have to go and return things that you've stolen, maybe repay money that you've stolen. May have to go and confess things that you've done wrong against others, etc. But it's not that difficult. It's only difficult if you let it become difficult. As you get closer to Father, you will understand better whether you've repented enough or not. Amy asks, how would we know if he has told us we were doing wrong? Amy, this is about getting close to Father. As you get close to Father, you will hear him more. And the more you hear him, the more you will be able to know that he's speaking to you if you're doing wrong. Also looking for signs and just being sensitive and being aware. But as you get used to being led by his Spirit, to hearing his voice, he will speak to you. He will guide you. Lester asks, with so many demons out there, how can we keep on the right path and not sin? Lester, the key point here is to get close to Father, to keep the Ten Commandments, and that means you need to understand exactly what the commandments are. And I taught on this about 6 months ago. There's a couple of podcasts on that. Key thing is, if you don't sin, the demons can't touch you. So the key thing is to get free of sin. Francis asked, who do we confess the sins to? And I think he says, who do we confess the sins and to who? Francis, you confess the sins to the Almighty Creator. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I confess that I've sinned against you. I've done such and such. I repent. I confess it as sin, and I turn around and I ask you to forgive me. The full prayers are have been given several times in the past. Look particularly at the session on seven components of drawing close on cleansing about 6 months ago. Questions from last week's program continued. Avery, I have to ask this to get clarity. Is there more than one, or is the Father, Son, and Spirit three, or just one? Avery, it's total confusion. Father and Son are two totally separate beings. The Son, Yeshua, Jesus, is a created being, a human being like you and I, miraculously created, yes, with the seed only of the woman, but no more miraculously created than Adam or Chava Eve were created. Father is the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, always been here, always will be here. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, is the portion of Father's Spirit that he gives to believers. So there is what you might call the universal Spirit of the Creator that is everywhere. And then there's the set-apart, separated Spirit, which he gives only to those who believe in him. So the whole Trinity thing is absolute nonsense. Avery asks, and if one, how can that be explained? They're not one, Avery. two distinct entities. If we are the eternally self-existing, the Almighty Creator, and His set-apart Spirit is part of Him, and then Yeshua, Jesus, is a separate created being. Jasper asks, is this choking you up? It seems there's emotion coming out there. Yes, Jasper, when I was talking about the people who don't believe singing songs and worship being taken from Father, it really choked me up. It really gets to me. It upsets me. I know how much it upsets him. He lets me feel his pain. And I just, it really grieves me. Thank you for noticing. Kyle asked, how do you get messages in dreams from him? Kyle, I've only had messages in dreams, I don't know, maybe two, maybe three times. That's not the way that he communicates with me. Some people get dreams on a regular basis. Each person is different. You can ask for dreams and he may or may not give them to you. Francis asked, what have you forgotten a sin? How can you fix and repent if you've forgotten it happened? Francis, two pieces to that. The one is that as you start the journey of dealing with sin, you say, Father, I ask you to forgive me everything that I've done that I should not have done and everything that I've not done that I should have done, and bring to my remembrance everything that I need to confess and repent of. What I did and what I recommend in the seven components teaching on cleansing is you sit down in a quiet place, take a pad of A4 or letter-sized paper, put a year number at the top of each page, so you have a page per year, and you go backwards and forwards through that pad of notes, writing down things that happened to you, sins you committed, things that happened to hurt you, etc. And you do that on a regular basis for some period of time, and eventually you'll get pretty much to the bottom of the barrel. Lester asks, all throughout history, others have sinned. What are we to learn from this? Lester, the short answer to that is, learn that Satan is in control and dominates the earth, the satanic, the demonic. Serving Father is about getting victory over sin, choosing not to sin, and living a life without sin. Further question from last week's program, I was asked whether it was necessary to stress at the end of the UK blessing song that 80% of the singers were not believers. I was told it was such a nice song and that detracted from it. Folks, it is so important to see these things from Father's point of view. That song is a powerful prayer to Father based on historical records going back thousands of years. Yet it was sung to the Lord, not to Yah. Just a small correction, but so huge. Lord bless you. No, 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 no. Yah bless you. Totally different. A true believer has a spiritual connection with the Creator. And so even when in error they sing to the Lord, the Spirit translates this so that the song is to the Creator at some diluted level, and I stress diluted level. There is a world of difference to Father between a believer singing to the Lord and somehow it getting through their spirit that they're actually praying or singing to Yah versus singing, Yah bless you, Yah keep you, Yah make his face to shine upon you. Such a big difference and so, so hurtful. Important to understand that unbelievers have no such connection. So keep in mind that all grace for the use of the Lord and God and Jesus as a name for the Creator was withdrawn in 2003 before Satan was sentenced to go to the pit for 1,000 years. Our experience before 2003 is completely different to experience today. And then understand that prayers to the Lord are received by the demonic and satanic realm. Thus, while there were approximately 65 people singing that song, only about 13 were singing to the Creator, and the rest, about 52, were singing to the demonic mastermind called the Lord and his associated principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. Imagine what it feels like for the Creator with this powerful prayer being played millions of times around the world, and most of the prayer is going to the forces of darkness. It is grievously hurtful. And imagine the glee of the forces of darkness. Add to this the reality that those 52 people believe they're singing to the Creator and that they will go to heaven when they die, whereas they will end up as demons. That too is horrible. That's why I spoke about it. And those two counts are why I was in tears. Note also that this song has been heard by millions of unbelievers, many of whom may have falsely appropriated this blessing to themselves. That song is only relevant if it's sung by believers to believers. I know this may sound harsh. I'm just trying to tell you the harsh realities, because the satanic and demonic realm is harsh. So we're going to play the song again, and I pray with this insight. I'm not taking down the song. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my hi-fi at home. I listen to it regularly. It is a powerful prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. But please listen to it again in the light of what I've just shared with you. Based on Numbers 6, 23 to 25, tell Aaron and his sons, those are the priests, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, may Yah the eternally self-existing bless you and keep you. May Yah the eternally self-existing cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Notice I said Yah the eternally self-existing, not the Lord. Please listen to this again in the light of what I've just shared and decide whether you're going to do something to turn the people in error to the truth, and whether you will now take on a discipline to use the true name of the Creator, Yah the eternally self-existing.
We pray a blessing, manna rain down from heaven. This isn't second guessing, we know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and
your family, and your children,
and their
children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and their children,
and their children.
May his favor be upon you
and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and their children,
and their children.
May his presence go before you.
Folks, I hope you can begin now to understand more of what I'm saying. Such a powerful prayer. And yet, the vast majority of those people on the earth, it's been played millions and millions of times, it's gone viral. The vast majority of people are claiming those blessings, and they have no right to the blessings. They will never receive the blessings. As I was preparing for tonight's broadcast, I came across a recording of the same song by Carly Job, who, together with somebody else, created that song quite recently. And there was a video, a YouTube video of them performing in a big charismatic assembly in the United States. And I was looking at that and thinking, well, that's sort of where this belongs, is in a group of believers. And then Father said to me, less than half of that congregation have a relationship with me. Folks, think about that. Big charismatic church, big charismatic assembly, singing and praising the Lord. And half of them don't have a relationship with him because they're being lied to about the names. They're lied to about Jesus. They're lied to about the Bible. It is so hurtful to our loving Heavenly Father. I can't begin to describe the grief that he experiences, and I am privileged to feel his heart some of the time now and again. I urge you to take concrete action, to draw closer to the Almighty Creator and build a deep personal relationship with him, and then help others to do the same. Folks, forget about going to wherever. Deal with it in your own life. Deal with it in the life of your family. Deal with it in the life of your friends. This is huge. And this leads us to today's subject, the demographics of the kingdom of Yah, which will put some of this in greater perspective. And I hope what I've just shared with you will help put perspective on this. So, on the 25th of December 2015, I was given a set of statistics, which I'm going to report to you today and next week, and which I've reported a few times in the past. But I want to go into them in a bit more detail, and I want to use the context that we've just created with that song to help you to understand the significance of this. What I'm going to share with you today is based on the numbers I was given in 2015. I haven't been given new numbers. They're up a bit, down a bit here and there, but basically they're roughly about the same. These stats are on the cover of my books as well. On the 25th of December 2015, I wrote, "A matter that has exercised my attention to a significant extent in recent weeks is Yah's count of believers around the world in terms of the categories that occur in heaven. The broad disposition has been known to me at some level for around 15 years and is summarized by the End Time Issue Ministries logo, which represents the continuum from the pit of deception, that is the satanic and demonic realm, on the left to the kingdom of Yah, represented by a very steep mountain on the right, with a plateau between them, which is where the bulk of the world population resides. By kingdom of Yah, I mean the people who, if the end were to come at this instant, would find themselves in heaven, and those who wouldn't. In the years since I was first given that continuum, I've progressively come to understand it better, and this episode summarizes my current understanding in the context of the current population of planet Earth as at the end of 2015. The continuum is refined and elaborated on in the commentary that follows. The overall picture, the demographics of the kingdom of Yah on earth today. This image, which is on the website, look at the demographics page near the bottom of the menu, is an elaboration of the logo and shows the descent into all evil on the left of the picture and the ascent into all good as defined by the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing on the right. The details of this image are presented on the website. Key things to note here are that it requires real determination and effort to climb the mountain of Yah in search of all truth and zero error. That it is relatively easy to slip into deception and rampant sin, and that the vast majority of the population of the world today are of little value to either Father Yah or Satan. They are so wrapped up in their human activities that they are oblivious to the spiritual battle that is being waged. There are roughly 6.8 billion in this last category, with a balance of the population of around 155 million aligning themselves at some conscious level with either Yah or Satan. All numbers are approximate and are constantly in a state of flux, but I will discuss them here as they were given to me. Some more people have come to belief in the last few months because of the coronavirus, people who were what I've called believing unbelievers, people who at some level know about the Almighty but never had a relationship with him, got on their knees and asked him for help, and suddenly shifted from being unbelievers to believers. So these figures have changed a bit, but fundamentally the rough numbers are the same. Second image on the website enlarges the domain of people serving Satan at some material level, with similar demographics to those serving Yah, although with far more Satan servants who are intensely serving Satan than there are servants of Yah intensely serving Yah. Father said at the time that the exact demographics of the satanic realm were of no consequence for the purpose of this article. The key point is the huge number of unbelievers who are of no spiritual value to either side. See the article "Where Are You Going?" on the website. The next image enlarges the elements of the picture which represent those who are in some direct impact on the kingdom of Yah. As I discussed a few weeks ago, there is a definite ranking in heaven, which is a direct reflection of the conduct of people on earth. And this ranking is discussed below and next week. The following is of relevance. There are about 22.5 million people who at some level are actively serving Satan, of which about 5,000 are actively serving Satan at a level that is making a real impact for the kingdom of darkness. Roughly the same numbers as those serving Yah and actively making an impact. If Satan wins the contest, see the article on the website, The Real Contest, these people will have significant status with Satan. If Satan loses the contest, they will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, and after a moment of torment and terror, they will be utterly consumed, along with all the billions of other unbelievers. Folks, the 5,000 serving Satan I'm talking about are serious witches, warlocks, Satanists, people who are actively, vilely serving Satan, people who are committing murders, human sacrifices, drinking human blood, eating human flesh, really perpetrating horrible, horrifying acts. We don't hear about it these days. They're all dressed in some vague level of respectability. Most of the abortion clinics are run by Satanists and witches. It's a source of human... Every baby that is aborted is offered to Satan. The flesh of those babies is consumed by Satanists. The blood of those babies is consumed by Satanists to get power. And the more vile the acts they commit, the more power they get in the service of Satan. Folks, you may not want to hear about this, but it's real. It's happening. It's all around us. Those 5,000 are much more actively serving Satan than the 5,000 who are closest to Yah are actively serving Yah. It's an abomination. It's horrible. Yah is losing the battle. It's only by people listening to this broadcast, people reading my articles, that we will turn the situation around. We then have about 6.8 billion outright unbelievers, and that number is growing all the time because the population is growing, and that's where the growth is taking place. The outright unbelievers who have no use to either side number around 6.8 billion. These people cloud the situation for both sides, but provide massive distraction for servants of Yah who think that somehow these people must be saved, when in fact the number of true believers of any value to Yah is reducing constantly. This huge mass of people constitutes a major threat to the kingdom of Yah insofar as so many believers are distracted by them. That said, if there were to be a massive shift in those close to the Creator, then this group would become of interest. Fundamentally, Yah desires all people to serve Him deeply. But right now, these people are of little interest to Him, as even those who are nominally close to Him are, in reality, far from Him. Folks, there is so much confusion amongst believers. There are millions and millions of good unbelievers. But as long as they are not serving Yah, as long as they do not have a relationship with Yah, they are of no consequence in the sight of Yah. If you're a believer, you should be focusing your attention on getting close to Father and helping other believers get close to Father. That's where the great weakness is. Even the people who are sort of nominally close to Father are so far from Him. We then have believing unbelievers, about 100 million. The next category are the believing unbelievers. These are the ones who believe in Jesus or Muhammad or Moshe, Moses, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, but have no revelation of the reality of their Creator at a level that has impacted Him and them spiritually. They may pay lip service to belief, but they have never been touched in such a way that there has been a spiritual switchover of allegiance from unbelief in Yah to belief in Yah, referred to by some as being born again. Witness the group that I spoke of just now, the church, where more than half of the congregation were not believers, had no relationship. This group is a massive distraction to believers who generally regard these people as believers when they're not. The number in this category is a reflection of the fact that Yah started to withdraw the grace for the wrong names and for worship of Jesus at the end of the year 2000, and then finally completely in May 2003. In terms of the current battle for the kingdom of Yah, these people are a major threat because of their ability to consume time and resources and distract true believers. In spiritual terms, these people are all members of the kingdom of the white witches in Satan's kingdom. Sadly, these people think they're believers and they will have a great shock when they die and find themselves as demons. Folks, it is so important to start using the true names. It's so important to start telling these people the truth. They are going to church regularly or to the mosque or to the synagogue, and they don't know. They think they're believers because they go through, they sing songs like the one we've just listened to, and they don't get it. It's tragic. It's tragic for Yah. It's tragic for them. We then have the unbelieving believers who are destined for the outer darkness in heaven, about 20 million. At the bottom of the mountain, those who have just made it onto the mountain and have at some minuscule level developed a revelation of the reality of the Creator, but who thereafter have gone on to live their lives as though Yah does not exist. If these people do not grow with Yah before they die, they will face a tormented time in hell for all their unconfessed sin, because they didn't know they had to confess, and thereafter they will find themselves in the trash heap of heaven, Yah's words, that is, the outer darkness, the place reserved for those who have known of the existence of Yah, but who have ignored Him from that point on. Regarding these people, Yah says, they ignored me throughout their lives on earth, so I will ignore them for eternity. Yah would really rather not have these people in heaven at all. And He is angry at the evangelists and preachers who are responsible for these meaningless and ineffectual so-called conversions. The charismatic Christian church is largely responsible for this situation. Folks, there is absolutely no point in getting somebody in a church to go forward to an altar call, pray a prayer, and then leave them to their own devices. And if you don't explain to them beforehand what they're getting themselves into, that's what happens. They don't understand. The problem is the believers don't understand. The problem is there is so much lack of awareness of the reality of judgment and where people are going to end up. We then get into heaven. We've spoken about this quite recently. The foolish virgins. They have no infilling of the Spirit of Yah. They've never made love to Yah with their worship. They've sung sterile hymns. Having advanced a few steps up the mountain, we find those who at some level have changed their lives and sought to serve Yah. But they've never worshipped him in a way that has resulted in an infilling of Yah's set-apart Holy Spirit. This includes many in the traditional churches, mosques, synagogues. These people have no relationship with Father. They hardly hear his voice and do not have meaningful communication with him. This is predominantly made up of devotedly committed pastors, priests, imams, and rabbis who have been doing their best to serve the Almighty with no spiritual infilling, and therefore through their own intellect and understanding. Folks, this is tragic. A lot of people in traditional religion, most of them, don't make it into heaven at all, and most of their leaders, or some of their leaders, who do make it into heaven, are right in the outer reaches of heaven and with place of the foolish virgins, because they never got to a place of having a relationship. Folks, I can't stress this enough. If you do not have a relationship with Father, if you are not talking to him daily, if you are not hearing his voice clearly, you have got a long way to go. And better that you hear that from me today than you hear it from Yah the day you die, when it's too late for you to do anything about it. Moving a little bit further into heaven, we come to the adulterous wives. They've received an infilling of the Spirit of Yah, but they worship other mighty ones. And here we've got about 500,000. There are a significant number of those who've received some impartation of the Spirit of Yah, who worship Jesus, worship the Bible, worship Muhammad, worship the Quran, worship Moses, Moshe, worship the Torah, etc., to a point where Yah only receives limited attention. These people are a source of great vexation to Father Yah. So this is like the way Father explained it to me a few years ago. He said, James, these people are like a woman who's loved, who goes and has sex with a man's worst enemy and then boasts about it. Think about it. People are filled with the Spirit of Yah and they are worshipping idols, which means that they're giving their praise to Satan. Huge distress and grief for Father. Most of these people are charismatic Christians. It's horrible, folks. I hope I'm somehow getting this message through to you. This is all I've got time for today, and I want to ask you where you stand. Or are you higher up the mountain, which we'll talk about next week? Are you really ready to make a really solid commitment? I urge you, if you've not really committed yourself deeply on previous programs, to do so now. I want to just check in with you regarding the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I just want to get this friend thing clear. Father Yah is a friend to all who believe in him. He wants to be your friend. That is not the same as you being his friend. If you are his friend, you do what it takes to hear him clearly. You look after his interests. You listen to the song that we played earlier, and you grieve with him for all the people who are not worshiping him, for all the people who are misled and distracted. You take on his priorities, what's important to him. You seek to understand that. And eventually, if you really go for it, one day he will clearly tell you, you are now my friend. That is huge. It's absolutely huge. I can't describe it. But it's not something you can appropriate for yourself. It's not something you can declare for yourself. You've got to wait until he audibly says to you, you are now my friend. Huge, worth working towards. I challenge you to seek that today. In closing, there are five very important documents on the main webpage, main menu of the website. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship, songs that are strongly recommended. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, all one word. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org. to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Say again my email address, james@endtimeissueministries.org. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. If you have been convicted today to seek a closer relationship, you might like to pray something like, Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I've realized that I'm not nearly as close to you as I could be. I desire to become your friend. I desire to become close to you. I ask you to help me and guide me. I ask you to bring the people I need into my life. I ask you to take the people you don't want in my life out. I ask you to open the doors you want open. Close the doors that you want closed. Father, lead me to the material I need, the books, the websites, the videos, YouTube, people I meet in the street, people I know. Help me to find whatever it is I need to find to grow with you day by day. Help me to learn to hear your voice. Help me to make a difference. Father, I desire to become your friend. Folks, this broadcast will be on the website in about 24 hours' time if you want to get that prayer again. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.